marriage, love and marriage go together like a horse and carriage. This I tell you, brother, you can't have one without the other. Love and marriage, love and marriage.
This is a man's world. Well, tonight, my no-man brothers, while our wives are frittering their lives away at bingo, we will be watching the sport of kings, wrestling.
Yes!
Have we got the necessary snacks from the Just store?
Yeah, I've got Just Oreo filling.
I've got Just jerky.
And I got Just alcohol.
Okay, guys, let's party like Kennedy.
Yes!
This is a man's world. Well, Peg, like I said when I woke up this morning, what the hell are you doing here?
We skipped bingo tonight to watch the TV movie Old Man, Older Woman.
They made a movie of our love life?
No, that would be Young Redhead, Younger Pizza Boy.
Old Man, Older Woman is the TV movie event of the season. It's an epic love story spanning three generations, ages 70 through 100. Starring Hume Cronin, Katherine Hepburn, and introducing Buddy Epsonis Jr.
CBS?
Of course.
Well, Marcy, I'm afraid that you and the Joy Clock Club are going to have to miss Slipping Denture Theater tonight. Because me and the guys are watching wrestling.
Yeah!
You'll watch wrestling over my dead body.
Okay.
All right. Come on, guys. Let's go back to my place. We don't have to stay here and take guff from the women.
Yeah. Hold it, mister. You know the rules. Only one friend over at a time.
But I did all my chores.
There must be somewhere we can proudly watch wrestling.
How about your grown son's room down in the basement?
You're a genius. We'll watch it on Buzz TV.
Yes, Buzz TV.
Please do not disturb. I'm getting some.
The door's locked. What? You really think he's got a girl in there?
$5 says he doesn't.
Bud, I'm not like other girls.
I understand.
I only go all the way on the first date.
Oh, dear, son of a gun, he does have a girl down here.
Excuse me. I got a girl here?
I know it. You just cost me $5, damn you.
Don't mind us. We just gonna be watching wrestling.
Just Cheeto dust.
Just stick it.
Buddy!
Thanks, Dad. Thanks. That was Nasty Natalie. She's the easiest girl in town.
But if my father had scared away the easiest girl in my town, I never would have got married, never would have had you kids, and I'd be upstairs now watching TV in my underwear the way God intended.
What's wrong with the TV?
You gotta stand behind it with a clothes hanger for the picture to prove.
Oh, hey, they're about to interview King Kong Bundy.
Hey, Al, are you any relation to King Kong Bundy?
No, but he did take Peg's nickname.
Ooh, check out King Kong's curvilicious valet anytime.
Listen up, wrestling fans. I'm King Kong Bundy, and tomorrow, Halloween night, live from Chicago's Ditka Dome, I'm going to take that Captain Ecology and tear him a new ozone hole. Isn't that right, anytime?
Oh, if you say so, it must be so, King Kongo.
She's brilliant.
Yeah.
Remember, that's tomorrow night, right after the Mike Tyson Macaulay Culkin fight.
King Kong Bundy is the greatest.
He's my idol. Well, him and Yanni.
Hey, I think we should make King Kong Bundy an honorary member of NOMAM.
That's a great idea. Wait a second. I've been trying to get into NOMAM for 6 months now. Why is King Kong Bundy going to get in over me?
Well, let's see. King Kong is a man's man, and you're a human antenna.
Yeah, and you suck at it.
Wait a minute now, guys. That's my son we're talking about here. The only one who gets to make fun of him is me. And most women. Hey, if he wants to join NOMAM, I say let's let him pledge our proud organization.
So what do I have to do? Chug beers till I puke?
No, son, that's reserved for full members.
As a NOMAM pledge, you must perform a challenging labor to show you're one of us.
You mean something like brave and heroic to benefit mankind?
No, something really, really stupid that benefits no one.
Congratulations, son. You're an official NOMAM plebe. Now, tomorrow night, you go down to WrestlePalooza. If you can get your picture taken with King Kong Bundy, our idol, you're in, son. Make me proud.
What if I can't get the picture?
Well, then you can still be the official No Man bottle opener.
Bud, the girls on the bus were laughing with you, not at you.
Kelly, I asked you to rent me a costume so I could pass as a wrestler, not one of the Chuck E. Cheese players.
Bud, it's Halloween. It was either this or Pocahontas. Frankly, I don't think you have the cleavage for it. Hi.
Hey. Oh, let me guess. Beauty and the Flea, right?
That's close. Work release. Listen, I'm a wrestler known as the Bumblebee.
I don't see no insects on tonight's card.
Well, that's because, you see, I'm a backup wrestler. So in case any of the regular wrestlers can't perform their duties, then I...
He duties for them.
Kelly, that's him. That's the guy I need to get the picture with to get into NOMAM.
Yo, Carl, how they clanging, man?
I'm madder than mad. I'm freaking bananas. Captain Ecology just backed out of our match. That sissy Mary says, it's cloudy and my solar car won't start.
Excuse me, sir. I was wondering if I could get a picture with you. It would mean a lot to my brain-dead father.
Sure, kid. I do a lot of work on behalf of the stupid.
Just say, cheese doodle!
Cheese doodle!
Wait a minute. I have an idea. Now, since my brother here is the backup wrestler, he could take the place of Captain Proctology.
You know, she's right. You can fight the bumblebee.
Everyone would be happy.
Everyone?
This is a man's world! This is a man's world! But it wouldn't say nothing! when our wives are out trick-or-treating, dressed as large, ugly women and a chicken, we will be watching in color on a full-size TV. Wrestlepalooza! Yeah! And we got our manly snacks for tonight.
Well, all we have left are the pretzels Bob Rooney sucked all the salt off of.
Hey, what are we going to eat tonight then?
Cheese or treat!
By gad, for you kids had a pretty darn good night, didn't you?
Don't we look scary?
No, this is scary.
I love Halloween.
You should. Your head's shaped like a pumpkin.
Focus, gentlemen, focus. Now, let us chew and view. Well, we must have gone back in time because I'm experiencing deja vu.
We're watching the rebroadcast of Old Man, Older Woman. So much of CBS's audience fell asleep, they're showing it again.
Only this time they're airing it earlier and louder.
Forget it! We're watching wrestling. We went to too much trouble to get these snacks to let them go to waste.
Listen. Jerk-a-lantern. Wrestling appeals to the dregs of American society. We women, however, appreciate meaningful, uplifting entertainment. Oh my God, look at that wrestler. I'd love to pin him to the mat.
Now that is a real man. Not some high school football hero who got married and turned to mush.
Well, I guess it's true what they say. You are what you marry.
That would make me a hoe.
Silence! Silence! The king is entering the ring.
Oh, there's just something so sexy about a big oily man in a sparkly cape.
My Ike felt that way about Elvis before he died.
He's alive, I tell you! Alive, I say!
Good evening, ladies and gentlemen. I'm Jimmy Lennon Jr., and welcome to the special Halloween edition of Wrestlepalooza, where tonight's wrestlers have costumes under their costumes. Tonight's main event features the most feared man on Earth, introducing King Kong Bundy. Hailing from parts unknown, the Bumblebee. And here are their gorgeous valets, Anytime and Honey.
You both understand the rules, right?
Yeah, I just have one thing to say.
Please don't kill me, man. Please, please.
Don't worry, kid. You help me out. I'll go easy on you.
Yeah.
That's what I get for trying to take it easy on you. I expect that kind of chicanery from the fighting forest. But I assume from your valet, you were the kind of guy who liked girls.
I do.
Then prepare to become one.
Wow, this is cool. King Kong is twisting off the bumblebee's stinger.
That's not a stinger.
Oh, girls, it's 7 o'clock. It's time to switch to old man, older woman. Are you insane? And miss a televised bobbitizing?
Hey, you want to grab my whatchamacallit?
Oh. Wow, there's a lot of people around. Okay.
No! I meant this whatchamacallit, you cherry blowpup.
Looks like the bumblebee is making his move.
Kelly! Kelly! Kelly!
Much fun. I think the bumblebee's dead.
Oh, Bob Rooney, you know what all this grunting and sweating and screaming reminds me of?
Thanksgiving dinner at your mother's?
I was thinking of what we do after dinner, you big turkey baster, you.
Uh-oh.
Jefferson, do you know what all these sweaty men in tight spandex remind me of?
Thanksgiving dinner at your father's?
Well, yes. But also...
Uh-oh.
Mike, can little Elvis come out and play?
Uh-oh.
Watching all this wrestling reminds me of something I haven't had for a long time.
Well, body slam?
Call it what you'd like.
Uh-oh.
Uh-oh.
I know I'm standing, yet I feel like I'm in a warm bath.
Try and get closer to King Kong so I can get you both in the picture. Okay?
Okay. Where did he go? Uh-oh.
Oh, come on, my little bumblebee. Show me some teeth. Oh.
Dead? Oh, good. You're out of the coma.
Where am I? Is she gone? Is it over?
Yes, Dad. Now, save your strength. The important thing is, I got my picture with King Kong Bundy. So now I'm in no man, right?
No, son. We don't watch wrestling anymore. See, we learned tonight that wrestling on TV leads to wrestling at home. And that ultimately leads to sex with the wife. So now NOMAM stands for numb old men anxiously awaiting morticians.
So all this was a waste of time?
Not for you, maybe. It's the best meal I've had at home in years. This is a T-bone mashed potato drip going this time, baby. That's eating. Hey, son. Are you going to finish yours?